What's up, everybody? Hey, I'm Michael Munsterman, and you're here on Money Moves. Today, we're going to be talking about vision.
Sun up to the sun down, map it out, not running down. Mayweather, I never lose. I be making these money moves. Sun up to the sun down, map it out, not running down. Mayweather, I never lose. I be making these money moves.
Yo, yo, yo. Okay. So, a couple episodes down here on the podcast, and we're getting to where we're starting to feel our vibe and getting in the groove a little bit. You've gotten to know me, episode one, like where I came from, what I'm about. And then episode two, we're talking about your why, like the fuel to the fire. And if you haven't listened to those first two, I really suggest you do. If you found your way into like number three, cool. There's going to be a ton of really important information here that'll be good for you. But definitely go back and at least listen to number two. It's fire. You need to know number two before this Money Moves is going to make any sense to you at all. Today, I had one of my homies call me and I was talking to him, and he's like, he's talking about his business and his job. Like, he's like a lot of entrepreneurs that I know. They have this full-time job that pays their bills, but they realize that you generate wealth after work. This is one of the few lessons that somebody gave me after I was 25 years old that just changed the course of my life. My father-in-law said it to me. He's like, look, you go to work to pay your bills, but you really build wealth after you get off work. So in the nights and on the weekends. And so this guy's doing that. They've got this really cool little nutritional company. And without getting into too many details about what they do, I'm listening to him and he's talking about, you know, joining us in an element of our team and really being able to pick up a lot of stuff that'll be able to apply to his business. And I said, listen, man, you don't need to join my team to get the information that you're looking for. All you have to do is work as hard at your business as you do at your job. Because this guy's a grinder. He's a hustler. Like, he's in sales. He's in top ranking every single month, every single quarter inside of his career gain. Like, he's a rock star. Now, the thing is, though, he's not clear on where he's taking his business. And so when I'm listening to him talk about it, he's just like, yeah, we want to grow. We've got these things we want to do. We've got some partners. There's just lots of conversations. But at the end of the day, like, I just hear him and I think, you need to know one simple lesson. Like, there's one thing that you could alter, that you guys could sit down as a group and do, that would change the way that your business, your side hustle's trajectory. And so I'm going to share that with you here in a little bit. But first, before I get into that, like, I'm going to start with, you have to understand the concept of the problem, like where it's at. And it doesn't matter if you already have an existing business, this is going to make a lot of sense to you. Or if you don't, and you're getting ready to go into business for yourself as an entrepreneur, like, you can use this concept as a baseline for where you're going to go. And that's why I told you earlier, like, this is about vision. It's about how to get really, really clear, because at the end of the day, most entrepreneurs, the biggest problem that they have is they're not clear. They don't have a defined path that they're on. They literally are on a cul-de-sac running in circles. They have no idea what they need to be doing to scale to the next level. And it's a simple, simple process. So that's what we're going to be talking about the rest of the show. Now, here's what I said to him. I told him, I'm like, look, if you would work as hard at your business as what you do at your job, there would be no problem. They're in an industry where I've been haunted by this thought lately. And you see little nuggets like this that are pushed out online, but it's true. You need 500 people to pay you $167 a month for 12 months to make $1 million. That means you need 1,000 people to pay you $8,350 a month for 12 months. Or, like, just back it back one step further, you need 2,000 people to pay you $41.75 profit for 12 months to make $1 million. All three of those paths equal $1 million. And he's in an industry where people want convenience. So like, they're a meal prep company and he's sending that out to different people. And it just, like, at the end of the day, it requires that he get clear on what their goal is, what the mission is. Is the mission to just by word of mouth grow and scale and expand? Or is the mission to get really serious and, like, go at it? So here's what I said to him. One of the hardest things that I tell people that I think it's hard for them to believe, that it's hard for them to get into, is that your mind can't visualize what your body can't create. And so when we're talking about vision, we're talking about being able to visualize the end game. We're looking ahead at where I want to be 12 months from now, 24 months from now, 36 months from now, and pulling that all back to today. And so, like, I think this is something that a lot of people struggle with. They see every freaking guru and whoever's out in the marketplace right now, like they're easy stair steps, and they've all read the same books. They've got the same general concept, but none of them, like I shouldn't say none of them, a lot of these wantrepreneurs, like guys who are only good at doing one thing and that's selling you something through a click funnel. Like their first entrepreneurial experience is getting to be your coach. Probably they don't have enough real world experience to know the value of what I'm getting ready to share. And that is, again, I'm going to say it again, your mind can't conceptualize what your body can't create. Like, I want to just say that enough times that you get it. If you can't see it in your brain, you can't create it yet. You're not who you need to be to get there. If you can, in vivid detail, visualize every single bit of the forward-looking, like, goal, you can back into actionable steps today to make it happen. So everybody says, all these entrepreneurs, and I went on that tangent there, they've got some basics, like, right? What's your why? Set your goals. Like, you get up early, work out, like, all these principles, but they never give you, like, the meat and potatoes of truly, here's the steps to do it. So a little tool that I gave my buddy, I said, here's what I want you to do. Like, I want you to sit down with your team. I want you to go out 3 years from now. Where do I want my company to be 3 years from now? And write a 3 to 5 page, almost like an essay, like a little short story of a day in your business 3 years from now. Like, and so again, he's a nutritional company. So I said, you get out of your car, you walk up to the building, you recognize your brand above the door, you walk through the front door, and now you've got this crazy, like, feng shui vibe of some real green trees and a cute little like black couch against one wall with some kind of a logo, you know, like a saying above the couch that, you know, health starts in the kitchen or whatever your vibe is. And then to the right, your receptionist, and she's sitting behind the desk, and above her is your company logo. And like, but you visually map out what it looks like to walk into your company the way you want it to look 36 months from now. You walk back in the back because they're already shipping food. They're already selling food. They bought an existing company and now they want to take it to the next level. So they walk back in the back and now they're in the kitchen. How's your kitchen laid out? How many people do you have working? What are their roles? What could they do to make it to where, like, you could grow to scale? You walk through the kitchen and now you're in shipping and receiving. So you've got guys who are packaging, dry icing, frozen food or fresh food, whatever your gig is. And they're like getting it ready and they're slapping labels on it. And you see the box truck backed up to the door, and here's how many guys you've got moving product around, how many pallets there are, like how everything's lined up. What are you doing for refrigeration? Like every single step of your company and the way it's operating, not the way it is today, but the way that you want it to be 36 months from now. I said, and then you walk into your office, you sit at your computer and you shake your mouse a little bit. And here's what your desk looks like. Here's what your office looks like. Your partner comes in, or partners come in. They sit down in the room with you. You guys are chatting a little bit. You as a group say, hey, let's check how many orders we had from yesterday. You double click the orders folder that, you know, where the mail automatically goes, and you open it up and it's X number of orders. So you want 100 new customers in from the night before. So what you're going to do there is you're going to create this crystal clear visualization of your day. And then you're going to back it in half. So I'm going to go from 36 months to 18 months. What's it need to look like 18 months to make this a reality? And we start thinking about the functional, practical steps between where you are today and where you want to be 18 months from now. And you cut it in half again. Okay, 9 months. And now we're close enough that we need to go to quarters. So for me to be where I need to be 9 months from now, what do I need to do in the next 3 quarters? Actionable, trackable steps to get you there. You're hunting a great big 36 month from now goal, but you're breaking it backwards into a segment that's palatable today. And I use this become crystal clear on the front because if your mind can conceptualize it, your body can create it. And as you're backing back into that, when you're thinking about, okay, like, where do I need to be? I'm going to say that a lot because I want it to sink in that this is the secret sauce. If you can see it, you can create it. But you get back to today, and now you know exactly what you need to do, and watch what happens. That 36-month goal accelerates, and you go from, okay, here's where I want to be 6 months from now, and you find that you're there in 4 months. Here's where I wanted to be 9 months from now, but you find that you're there in 7 months. Your 18-month goal gets accomplished at the 12-month mark or the 14-month mark, and you just collapse time in a manner that just gets you there. So at the end of the day, I just want you to be successful. And in order for you to scale, whether from being a wantrepreneur to being an entrepreneur, or being an entrepreneur and wanting to just level up and hit those next grades, what you're going to have to do is become crazy clear in that end vision and back it into actionable steps that take you from where you are today to where you want to be 12, 24, 36 months from now. If you want more like meat and potatoes on how to do this and what it really looks like, I'm going to have you jump over to my Instagram account. It's at Michael Munsterman, or you can catch me on my website, savvy.michaelmunsterman.com. And you'll be able to click a link and download the first few chapters of my book. But that's going to give me your information so that whenever the book is released, the first part of October, I can send you out and get you a pre-order so that that way you can get rolling. Guys, thanks so much. Keep making money moves. I'm Michael Munsterman. We'll see you. Savvy.